This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the hypocrisy of people on the extreme left is more glaring, more dramatic, more transparent, more obvious than ever, ever before on a whole range of issues. Remember that old demonstration that, somehow people are going to get coronavirus if they go to a Trump rally, but they aren't going to have any kind of infection from COVID-19 if they go to a Black Lives Matter demonstration, because somehow there is a magical power in the righteousness of the cause that will prevent people from infecting one another in any way, no matter how loud they shout, no matter how many people are there. It turns out that there are now even officials in major cities who are acknowledging, wait a minute, that's not the case. It's not true. There are infections. That part of the reason we have this upsurge right now in COVID-19 infection rate and even maybe in death rate, part of the reason for that is these demonstrations. We'll talk about that with Alani Chen of the Hoover Institution coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking about a new program in the city of Seattle to try to help poor, struggling white male employees to somehow obliterate their whiteness. Now, this is not a tanning program. This is not a skin coloring program. It's a consciousness raising program. We'll be speaking about that program with Christopher Rufo of Discovery Institute, who's looked into it fairly thoroughly. There is also the issue at, there's the issue at Whole Foods about whether it's appropriate to tell employees that, hey, we don't want you wearing masks with a political slogan on them. You're supposed to wear masks as an employee at Whole Foods, of course. Why wouldn't you? It's safer. It's probably a good idea. But they don't want anything other than customer-centric, corporate logos, anything on the mask that could be controversial. So they've had a walkout of a series of employees and threats of boycott. Why? Because they won't permit Black Lives Matter masks. They also won't permit All Lives Matters masks. So what is the deal? We will get to that story as well on the Michael Medved Show. But one of the things that I think is extraordinarily dramatic right now is the notion that somehow you are doing something wrong, something racist, something unacceptable, something career-killing, if you even question any aspect of the slogan Black Lives Matter or of the movement Black Lives Matter. Terry Crews did both. And Terry Crews is an actor. He's a former professional athlete. He's a very talented guy and a very outspoken guy. And he was on with Don Lemon because he had put up a very controversial tweet that said Black Lives Matter must not become only Black Lives Matter. And he also said it must not become Black Lives Better, which seems to me just so wise and so appropriate. This is 13A, Jeremy. And Crews on CNN with the one and only Don Lemon was defending that wildly controversial tweet that he had issued. Listen.
And you stepped in it. You say that you're willing, yeah. You say you're willing to die on this hill. You've taken a lot of heat for this. Explain what you are thinking and why it's so important that you die on this hill.
Well, again, and I wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, there are some very, very, you know, militant type forces in Black Lives Matter. And what I was issuing was a warning. You know, it's one of those things where I've been a part of different groups. I've been a part of different things. And you see how extremes can really get, can go far and can go wild. And then when you issue a warning, and when a warning is seen as detrimental to the movement, how can you ever, ever have checks and balances? You know, in the 60s and 70s, airplanes went down all the time. And the reason they found out why they did was because the pilots could never be questioned. And when you have the leaders of the Black Lives Movement who are now talking about, you know, if we don't get our demands, we're going to burn it down. Other black people who are talking about working with other whites and other races, they're being viewed as sellouts or called Uncle Toms. You start to understand that you are now, you know, being controlled. You're not being treated as loved. You're actually being controlled. Someone wants to control the narrative. And I viewed it as a very, very dangerous self-righteousness that was developing that, you know, that really viewed themselves as better. It was almost a supremacist move.
Let me jump
where
in,
they viewed their black lives mattered a lot more than mine.
Okay, and then he goes on to point out that when people talk about Black Lives Matter, what they really are saying is some Black Lives Matter more than others. We're not concerned with the more than 15 times the number of black people who die at the hands of other black people than we are concerned with the number of black people who die at the hands of cops, which is very, very, very much smaller. Here is Terry Crews again on CNN. Listen. 15A.
Look, in the city of Chicago, there are 9 children who die by gun violence, by black-on-black gun violence, from June 20th all the way to today. And you're talking about even with the Atlanta child murders, there were 28 kids who died in 2 years. You're talking about a month, and you have 9 black kids, and the Black Lives Matter movement has said nothing.
Okay, and that's right. So Don Lemon's answer to that was 15B.
I don't understand what that has to do with equality, because there's crime. There are people in those communities those people aren't just being nonchalant about gun violence. I live in Chicago. There are many people who are working in those communities to try to get rid of the gun violence. The gun culture in this country is prevalent, but I don't understand what that has to do with a movement that's for equality for black people. It's not mutually exclusive that you care about equality for black people, that somehow you're going to stop random violence or, unfortunately, kids from being shot. It just seems like apples and oranges.
You know, it's not that way. You know, this is the thing, Don. You know, black people need to hold other black people accountable. I said this the same thing. This is the Black America's version of the Me Too movement. If anything is going to change, we ourselves need to look at our own communities and look at each other and say, this thing cannot go down. And this is the thing, too. There are a lot of great, great people there who are held hostage, by people who literally are running these neighborhoods with violence and then claiming that Black Lives Matter.
Okay, look, the question of what is the relationship? The relationship is obvious. If you want equality, a beginning of equality is safer neighborhoods, safer schools, longer lives, not killing people as kids. And also, the only way to achieve greater safety is with cooperation, with better policing, not less policing or defund the police. We'll get back to this and also to the descendant of Thomas Jefferson who wants to take down the Jefferson Memorial. Yeah, he really does. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Medhead number one here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the memorable interchange with Don Lemon, who obviously ran over spending more time on it than he meant to because he was losing the argument, it seems to me, with Terry Crews. Terry Crews had sent out a very controversial tweet saying that the phrase Black Lives Matter must not morph into saying or believing that Black Lives Matter more or Black Lives Better. That's part of what got him into trouble. And then he basically wrote also that he believed that that no progress was possible unless races worked together and there was some feeling of brotherhood, not enmity, basically echoing everything Dr. King stood for. And that, by the way, is obviously true. When you listen to all of this rhetoric, something occurred to me over the 4th of July weekend, and I do want to share it with you because I think it's relatively important, and it's a kind of thing that conservatives and patriots, whether you're conservative or liberal or moderate, or you don't have a political philosophy, but you love America, right? And there are people like that who don't care much about politics, but they instinctively and rightly love this amazing and wonderful country that's allowing us to have this conversation right now. The thing that you recognize is this, is that basically, given the fact that 13% of America identifies as African American, and that includes a lot of people who are actually mixed race, and that's fine, but okay, what people do need to recognize is there is still an overwhelming white majority. And all this stuff about, oh, soon we're going to be a majority-minority nation, that's only if you count all Latino people, most of whom identify as white, as a different race, as something fundamentally different from other so-called white people. In any event, what all of this means is this, is that the only way you make any progress in this country is basically by aligning a majority of people behind you. That's because we still fulfill the mandate of the Declaration of Independence to derive government's just power from the consent of the governed. In other words, if you were trying to use the government to change the majority of people, rather than using the majority of people to change the government, then you are rejecting the democratic premise, which is that you basically need to assemble a consensus and a big, overwhelming sense of public opinion before you make any meaningful change. And I know people can say that's what Black Lives Matter is trying to do. That's why this current moment is trying to do. Yeah, but that doesn't go along with the three most publicized demands of this current movement. What are the three most publicized demands? It's number one, defund the police. Number two, take down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and people who created this country. And number three is pay reparations. None of those things, none of them have anywhere near an American majority behind them. Some of them don't even have a majority of black people, for goodness sake. And it's absurd. So Don Lemon tries to lecture Terry Crews. Terry Crews, former football player, a gifted actor and commentator, and a very good guy. Don Lemon tries to lecture him about civil rights history. And this is clip number 14.
You think Black Lives Matter is, you said it's a, you think it's an extreme movement? Because it's now part of the...
No, but this is the thing. It's a great mantra. It's the true mantra. Black lives do matter. But when you're talking about an organization, you're talking about the leaders. You're talking about the people who are responsible
okay,
for putting these things together.
I got you.
Together.
I got you. So let me. But
it's two different things.
Terry, you realize that even during the civil rights movement, that Dr. King was seen as extreme. That movement was seen as extreme. To people who don't want to make change, movements are seen as extreme. You can paint them easily as an extreme when they are not.
It's just very true. But also, when you're talking about MLK, you're talking about Nelson Mandela and even Malcolm X, they all realized that you had to have a non-racial component to these kind of movements, or there will be resentment. There will be get back. There will be one of these people will tend to, you know, say, I don't want to move from one oppressor to the next.
Okay, basically saying you need to build up a majority. And by the way, if you take a look at the polling, Dr. King was certainly until 1967-68 when he got involved in the anti-Vietnam War movement, he was widely popular and widely respected. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, for goodness sake. And they also passed with overwhelming majority support. And support for the Republican Party and most Democrats, except for the Southern Democrats, the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, that was done because it reflected a change in the American majority. And here's Terry Crews again, ending the interview by specifying some of the problems with BLM. Listen.
I understand what you're saying. I totally understand. It is about police brutality. That should never be accepted. Yeah. I am not saying that that's not it, but there's more there. Okay. And when I look at, if they have more on their agenda, we need to ask them about what else is on that agenda other than police brutality. And that's all I'm doing. Question, warning. Watching. And if that bothers you, now that bothers me.
Over.
Okay, and it should bother every single American. Because look, when great changes happen in this country, they happen because the people change the government. The terrible thing here is that we're talking about three primary demands, all of which the answer really has to be no, thank you. I was about to say hell no, but that's not polite, and that's not the right turn. But if you're talking about, okay, defund the police, if you actually care about saving black lives, that's going to cost more black lives, because less police resources mean more crime, which is what we're seeing in the country right now. And if you talk about tearing down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and founders of this country, not Confederates who seceded and were traitors, this is where Senator Duckworth was telling a lie. And if you're talking about paying reparations, you're way off track. Also, media were way off track when they kept saying, hey, you know what, these demonstrations, no impact on the COVID transmission. Not so fast, says Lonnie Chen of Hoover Institution. We'll be speaking with him coming right up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Marine Corps says someone sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound Tuesday morning after reports of an active shooter at the base in 29 Palms, California. The Marines on Twitter saying the individual, who is not being identified, is currently being treated and will be transported to a medical facility. Leaders from high education institutions across the United States are telling Congress the biggest struggle they face from the coronavirus pandemic is a digital divide.
Now they must learn to navigate courses through an online platform, often using a smartphone without reliable internet access.
Speaking virtually, President of Minneapolis College, Dr. Sharon Pierce, tells the Higher Education Subcommittee that technology investments need to be at the forefront of congressional decision-making. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Remember the days when people like the mayor of New York City and the mayor of Minneapolis, as a matter of fact, were saying that they were going to crack down on any religious groups that intended to conduct services in violation of lockdown orders. But then when it came time for demonstrations against the police, demonstrations on behalf of what's come to be called the Black Lives Matter movement, when that happened, oh, no, those demonstrations, that's a matter of public safety and public health, and that's fine. And we've heard again and again from media that, guess what? You can't simply, there's something about this virus that is going to spare anti-racism demonstrators. Well, the indications may be opposed to that. It could be that the... That contrary to popular belief, the COVID-19, the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, does not discriminate when it comes to politics. It does not have an ideological bias. Lonnie Chen is a PhD, is the David and Diane Steffi Fellow in American Public Policy Studies at the Hoover Institution, and he's also a lecturer and professor at Stanford University. He's also a veteran of many high-profile Republican campaigns. Lonnie, what do you think? Do you think that we're finally getting some recognition that part of our problem with this renewed surge of COVID-19 cases is the demonstrations that took place seemingly everywhere?
Well, Michael, I don't know that unfortunately we are. I think a lot of people in the mainstream media and a lot of public health professionals have a difficult time naming the protests as a source potentially of this resurgence in cases. It's almost like what we might call the Voldemort effect, where, you know, the thing that shall not be named are these protests and the role that they've played. You know, I've interacted with a number of public health professionals on this, and what they say is, well, look, you know, everyone was wearing a mask, which we know is not true. There's plenty of footage out there that shows protesters are not wearing masks. And then they say something which I find to be completely irrational, which is the notion that public health would actually be hurt by people failing to protest systemic injustice. Well, it seems to me we quite clearly know that protesting in close quarters without masks, having that constant interaction for, you know, dozens of minutes and not hours on end, that will cause the virus to spread. We know that for a fact. This other stuff, it seems to me, is either much more hypothetical or much more difficult to pin down. So I think what we've seen here, unfortunately, Michael, is a little bit of hypocrisy and just a little bit of an effort to be too politically correct that has unfortunately infected many of our public health professionals across the country.
Yeah, that's a real pandemic, actually. Keisha Lance Bottoms, who's the mayor of Atlanta, unfortunately just tested positive for COVID-19. She should have a speedy and complete recovery. And the chances are, of course, she will, because she appears to be young and healthy and vigorous. She's on Joe Biden's short list for the vice presidential nomination. But Mayor Bottoms said at the height of the protest, if you were out protesting last night, you probably need to go get a COVID test this week. There is still a pandemic going on in America, and it's killing black and brown people at higher numbers. She can say that. Do you think that people would greet conservatives saying that kind of thing, white conservatives, with the same equanimity?
Well, clearly there is a, I guess we can call it a double standard. I think we could say that there are differences based on who the messenger is and the message that they're delivering. But look, what is abundantly clear is that there are a number of things that have resulted in this increase in cases. And failing to identify the protests as one of them, I think does a huge disservice to the effort to try to figure out, by the way, how we can deal with this virus going forward, but also how we can potentially contain it. So, you know, she's right. People should go out and get tested, particularly if they were out protesting or were in close quarters with others during that period of time. And I think we need to name this as a reason why, as a cause for the increase in cases. Not doing so, by the way, risks our ability to stop future outbreaks of this particular virus in similar settings.
Okay, let's turn it around now to some of the Republican extremes, if I can. Would it be safe to say, Lonnie, and you and I have not talked about this before, so it's risky, that you think that it generally is, when you're indoors with a crowd of people, a good idea to wear a mask?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Okay, you're a pro-mask Republican. Good.
Absolutely. I have no problem telling others or asking others to do the same. I think it's an important step we can all take. I think it's a very relatively small imposition for what I think is a huge potential gain in eliminating transmission of the virus.
That's what all the experts say. So is President Trump doing enough? His new rally, which is coming up Saturday, they're going to, I believe the line is, they're going to encourage people to wear masks but not require it. And it is going to be an outdoor rally, not an indoor rally like the disastrous one in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Would it be good for the president and the vice president and prominent conservatives to just get on board a little bit and say, look, if you possibly can, when you're indoors shopping or meeting or gathering or going to a Trump rally, it's a good idea to mask?
You know, I think actually, Michael, a number of Republicans, including the vice president, have been very clear about the need to mask, about the importance of wearing masks. They've been seen in public. They've been videoed in public wearing masks, and that's absolutely the right thing to do. I think the president does also need to be clear. And not just to say, which he has said, look, you know, if you want to wear a mask, great. But I think he needs to be out there saying as well, look, masks do work. They help. They should be worn. I understand if he doesn't want to be photographed in one, and there are political issues. That's his business. But it would be great to get a clearer signal from him, because I do think that a lot of people, they take signals from the president. They believe that if the president does not explicitly say wear a mask, that means that for some reason this has become a sign of opposition to President Trump or a sign of opposition to the conservative agenda. When in fact, I don't think that to be the case at all. And so I think some clarity from the president in this regard would be very useful.
I can only say amen to that. What do you think the course of the virus is for the rest of the summer, if you were to guess how things are going to go? And, of course, that impacts this question of opening up. What's going likely to happen the next couple of months?
Well, I think we will continue to see cases of the virus, in elevated numbers in certain parts of the country. I do think as the virus works its way through a greater number of people, that we are going to be moving toward that magical figure that folks have referred to called herd immunity. When we actually get there, if we actually get there before we see more therapeutics or vaccines, that I don't know, and I won't pretend to guess, but I will say that we are continuing to make progress toward more effective treatments, and that I think one sign of that has been hopeful so far, which is that while cases are rising, the number of deaths from coronavirus is actually declining. So I do think that we're making our way toward better treatment protocols. Hopefully we will have a vaccine by the time we get into early next year. But in the meantime, I think we do have to be prepared for the virus to be a presence and a fact of life in some parts of the country.
And we will see about the opening of schools all across the country. Colleges and universities, maybe not. Still costing people $50,000 a year tuition to do it online. Wow. We will get to that and more. Lanhee Chen, thank you for your clarity as always. Information about Lanhee and his work posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
You are the greatest guy on this earth.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it, I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
I just was appalled when I heard this.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's beyond belief.
One of the aspects of American life at the moment that is just sour and wrong and destructive and toxic and that I wish we could move beyond is the polarization, the politicization of absolutely everything. You can't do anything. You can't decide whether to wear a mask or not without it being an object of partisan politics. I mean, I hate that. It's stupid. And it's stupid and it's destructive to our country. And now we have the battle of Whole Foods, which has to do with a very special kind of masks. There's all kinds of publicity about this right now, and it sort of has intensified. The Business Insider reports that a group of Whole Foods store employees wore shirts printed with the phrase, "Racism has no place here," on Saturday. And then management told them to change their shirts or go home. An employee told a Business Insider, "Most of us chose to go home," Whole Foods employee Grant Johnson said. Johnson said she hoped Whole Foods would change its policy to allow them to continue wearing the shirts. She said the company should also offer more anti-discrimination training. And, of course, I imagine people would be paid for that training. It wouldn't be optional. But this is nutty stuff, because this began not with T-shirts that said racism has no place here, but it began with masks that said Black Lives Matter. And there are a group of employees at the Whole Foods in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who came in wearing masks that said Black Lives Matter, and they said, "We have other masks for you. Please wear them. We want to concentrate on our customers. We do not want to concentrate on political messages." And, of course, for the employees, they're saying that, you know what, masks that say Black Lives Matter, that's not political at all. But, of course, it is. And if you don't think it is, try this thought experiment. Try to imagine they came in wearing masks that said, "All lives matter." Do you think for a moment that would be permitted? Of course it wouldn't. More than 40 people protested Sunday outside of Whole Foods' Cambridge location in Massachusetts. This is from the New York Post now, where seven employees walked off the job after being turned away when they showed up to work wearing BLM masks. There should be no safe place for racism, and the only way that happens is if they say it out loud and stop hiding behind neutrality, protester Jason Slavik told the newspaper. One of the employees who was turned away, Suverino Frith, who's 21, accused company officials of being careful people who don't want to take a stand either way on the issue. Well, again, is there something deeply wrong with that? If you have a polarizing issue at the moment, an issue that is leading to death and destruction, and it is, if you take a look at the two protesters who were run down and the totally wrong in Seattle when they closed the freeway, that is completely ridiculous. And it's almost beyond belief. Savannah Kinzer, who's another employee, says, I don't know what it is about Black Lives Matter that threatens store management, but silencing our support for Black Lives is silencing the customers and the communities we hold dear. Okay, how is it silencing it? You are free when you're not working. If you come into work, you're working for somebody else. They're paying you to do a certain job. They're not paying you to try to raise the consciousness of the customer. Because the customer has a lot of choices about where he can shop for foods. By the way, a lot of those choices less expensive than Whole Foods. Sorry, but that's, you know, it's referred to often as whole paycheck, at least in this household. Okay, but I think Whole Foods is great. They have a lot of stuff, right? Fine. And they certainly have every right to say we're not going to put some kind of political message on the masks that we wear. I mean, this is absurd. And the idea that they're now going to try to do a nationwide boycott of Whole Foods because of this situation in the Cambridge store, I'm very fearful that Whole Foods is going to buckle. And all of this, of course, has to do with this overwhelming feeling of American guilt, which is just, it's so unbelievably inappropriate. There's a powerful piece today in the Wall Street Journal, and it's a kind of piece that could only be written by an immigrant to this country. And it's written by the journal's editor-at-large, whose name is Gerard Baker, who's an immigrant from the United Kingdom. Yeah, and again, particularly appropriate in defending America's history. He says this in his column. That was quick. At the end of the 20th century, really not that long ago, 20 years ago, the U.S. had won World War II and the Cold War, liberated half the planet from history's most dehumanizing ideologies, advanced a free market capitalism that had led more humans out of poverty than any economic system ever devised, and given the world the richest bounty of intellectual, cultural, and scientific capital since the Enlightenment. Americans could and did look at themselves and the nation they had built with immense pride. 20 years later, much of the country's political leadership, almost its entire academic establishment, most of the people who control its news and cultural output, and a good deal of its corporate elite view America as an irredeemably malignant force for enslavement and oppression, a uniquely evil power founded on an ideology of racial supremacy. These Jacobins demand that Americans repudiate most of the nation's history, tear down the icons of its creation, and engage in a cultural expurgation of its sins. Only 4 years ago, he writes, Senator Bernie Sanders, a man not noted for a surfeit of patriotic fervor, visited, can I say the name? Where do you think Bernie Sanders visited? I'll give you a hint. It was on stolen land. He visited Mount Rushmore. And here is what Senator Sanders said. It really does make me very proud to be an American. This was in 2016. On Friday, when President Trump made his pilgrimage, we were told that he was appearing, in the words of a CNN reporter, in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans. Okay, again, you could say that about any piece of earth anywhere in North America if you want. If the self-image of Americans a generation ago was that of a smiling GI receiving flowers from liberated peoples, today we're told it's a police boot stamping on a human face forever. What happened? That is a profound question. Because the country hasn't changed for the worse dramatically in the last 20 years. Certainly on the racial issues that preoccupy people today, the progress that black people have made in the last 20 years, including the 8 years in which we were led by a black president of the United States, the progress has been real. And the idea that what we see is an upsurge of racism and oppression and violence, none of that is true. It is all a false narrative. It is a gigantic lie. It is also a gigantic lie, by the way, that when a U.S. senator and a leading candidate for vice president with Joe Biden actually says that President Trump came to Mount Rushmore, and he came to Mount Rushmore in order to praise Confederates, that is an outright lie. The one question I'd ask anybody, and I hope you'll call about it, if you believe that that is true, that the purpose of coming to Mount Rushmore and for President Trump to give his 4th of July speech, the real purpose was to defend Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis and Alexander H. Stevens, the vice president of the Confederacy, was that the purpose, really? If you think so, you agree with Senator Duckworth, you can give us a call. It's nonsense. It's a total lie. It's also, it's actually heartsick nonsense that a direct linear descendant of Thomas Jefferson now wants to take down Jefferson's statue in the Jefferson Memorial and replace it with a statue of somebody else. Who would that be? We'll give you the answer and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.